When I was in Thailand, I had experiences with bribery, and we don't really have it with government officials in the U.S. But I have to admit, I thought it was really convenient because, let's say you're driving and you get a speeding ticket or you do something wrong. In Thailand, you would just pay $10, $20, and the whole incident was forgotten. In my culture, we're brought up to think that that's really bad, but I have to admit, I like the fact that you would pay a little money and then it was not on your record. Because in the United States, if you get a speeding ticket or you do anything wrong, then it's on your record and it's permanent, and that can affect your insurance payment and things like that. So it was this really weird feeling where I felt odd doing it, and I felt awkward doing it because it wasn't part of our culture, but at the same time, I thought it was almost convenient. Have you ever had experiences like that?
Well, I have two different experiences because in Syria it is pretty different to Dubai. So in Syria, for example, you'd have to bribe police officers even if you didn't do anything, because that's how they live. But in Dubai, they get really nice wages and they don't need your bribe. For example, once I was eating dates while I was driving. I was speaking on my mobile phone, and I was not wearing my seatbelt, and I was not paying attention, and then the policeman asked me to pull over. And when I did, actually, I didn't even know what was the problem. So when he came to me and he said, "I have the car registration and your license," I said, "Yeah, sure. Please take one date while I look for them." And he said, "No, sorry, I can't." And I was so upset then. I said, "What do you mean you can't? Are you better than me? Is that what you're trying to say?" And he said, "No, it's illegal. I can't. You know what? Just go. I don't need anything from you. Please go."
So the policeman in Dubai was very straight and honest. He can't accept anything from a driver. And so he turned you down.
Exactly, and because he turned me down, and it is really bad in the Arab culture, he decided to just let me go. Please, just go.
Really? So if somebody offers you something in Arab culture and you decline, that's not polite?
Not polite at all.
Oh, well, that's very good to know. Anyway, thanks, Ayman.
Thank you.